it hasn't taken long for the market to look past a less dovish Fed decision, stronger U.S. jobs report, and hotter U.S. CPI. This latest reading of weak U.S. retail sales and hope for more contained inflation data later today has been enough to get the market back to selling U.S. dollars and buying stocks back towards record highs. Fed fund futures have ticked back up from a 60% chance for a June rate cut 2 days ago to 70%. And so it's right back to bad news, but not excessively bad news, equaling good news for financial markets. We think it'll be really interesting to see what comes of today's U.S. producer prices print. If it does come in on the softer side, look for the U.S. dollar to sell off some more and for fresh record prints in U.S. equities. If, on the other hand, the data comes in hot, look out for a move back to the buck and out of stocks. Other noteworthy calendar events for Friday include Canada wholesale sales, U.S. housing starts and building permits, Michigan sentiment, and we also get a batch of central bank speak across the Fed, BOE, and ECB. That's all for now.